We learned this morning in the Amud, the Gemara and Daf Chavtes Amud Bey says the following story. I'll repeat the story and halacha that comes out of this story. The Gemara says as follows, that Reb Chanina once ate an onion, and the Gemara describes that the onion, specific part of the onion, that can be a sakonas nefoshes, could be a very dangerous thing to eat because it has a poisonous aspect to it. And the Gemara has different criteria describing that onion. We're not talking about a regular onion that we have. It's an onion that's a certain size, and we're talking about the leaves of the onion, not the bulb of the onion. But the point is, it's sakonas nefoshes. And he ate it. So the Gemara says what took place is that when he ate it, he turned very ill. And the Chachamim were daven for him. And he lived. The reason why he lived and his tefillah was accepted is because the masses, the short tzichaloi, the Rashi has a girsa in the Enyankiv, sherabim tzichaloi. He was someone that people need. So we see a big yesoid in this Gemara. First of all, that someone, always avail yourself, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to say, always make yourself someone that's rabim tzichaloi. People need you. If people need you, then Hashem gives you an extension to your life because they need you. Hashem is a rachman. So always Hashem is a Rachman. But especially if you are needed, so then the Eibishter says, Rabim tzrichim loy, so then the tefillah's Rabim helped. That's what the Gemara says over here. Says the Ritva. He says, it seems to imply from this Gemara, if not for the fact that Rabim tzrichim loy, then you didn't have to daven for him. The only reason why they davened for him, that he should be healed, is because they need him. Is mashmeh if Rabim are not tzrichim loy? There's no mitzvah to daven for the person. Why? Explains the Ritva, because he put himself in danger. He went and he ate something that the Chachomim said you're not supposed to eat. He went against Divrei Chachomim. Like we say, Chazal say, if you go against Divrei Chachomim, you chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So he went and he did something, he put himself in a situation of danger. So really, there's no reason to daven for him. Let it happen. He put himself in that matzav, in that sakana. The only reason they daven to him, says the Ritva, is because shasho tzrichim loy, rabim tzrichim loy. That's what the Ritva comes out in this Gemara. Now, the Michas Chinuch, there's a big discussion, halacha l'maisa. And many argue on this Michas Chinuch, like Ramosha and Chuvis and others. The Michas Chinuch says, if you have lo yaleinu, a person that's about to put himself in a matzav of sakona, to endanger himself, ma'abed atzmi l'das, God forbid, he's about to commit suicide. Are you now, as a Hatzolah member, obligated to save the person? Maybe he put himself in a situation of danger. There's no mitzvah of Hatzolah Zafoshes, like we see over in the Gemara, only because Rabbi Mitzichim loy. Zokta Michas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Zayin, which is a big chiddush, and he says, Loi Samar Adam Reyecha, it's just like you have to return a lost object to a person that lost something. If someone loses something, you have to return it to him. However, when a person is Miyayesh, if a person says, I give up hope on it, I'm Miyayesh from it, there's no Chi of Hashava. So he says the same thing over here, returning someone's nefesh. Someone is about to take his nefesh, he's Ma'abed Atzmai, he's about to commit suicide, he's about to harm himself. He was miyayish on himself. If you're miyayish on yourself, there's no chiv hashava. He learns the whole din of leisamel adam riecha. It's a din of a bailus on your goof, which is a big chiddush because pashas, we're not a bailum on the goof. Of course, the Michas Chinuch agrees that it's also to ma'abed atzmo das. No question. You're not a bailum. But at the end of the day, it's you that are making that decision. You're a bailum. Just like if you're miyayish on the chayfetz, there's no chiv hashava. So if a person is miyayish and he's a bailum to that extent, to be miyayish, even though it's also and it's a terrible thing, there's no chiv hashova, there's no din of leisam adam riecha, and there's no chiv to save his life. They all argue on this. Ramosh and Chuvis, they say it's not up to you. A person, it's not he's a bailam on his goof. He did something that's terrible, but there's still a din of leisam adam riecha. You're obligated to save his life. There are those that differentiate and are mechalik, and they say the Gemara over here, after all, says they only daven for him because hashal tzichaloi, because rabim tzichaloi. Because they need him, which seems to imply that without that, he put himself in sakana, don't save him. So how are you going to understand this Gemara? Here we see clearly that it's only because Arabim tzrichim loy, shashot tzrichim loy, they davened for him. If not for that, they would have let it happen because he put himself in the sakana, which seems to imply like the Michas Chinuch. So there are those that are mechalek, a fundamental difference. When you're going to save someone physically, meaning a hatzolah call, that you're obligated to do, even if you put himself in sakana. Why? Because a physical thing you mechuyev to do, even if you put himself in sakana, it's not up to you to decide. He miyayish from himself. No, he's not a bailim. You're obligated to save him. When it comes to a spiritual hatzolah, to daven for someone, That's what the Gemara is talking about. There's a fundamental difference between davening for someone to save him or physically going and saving his life in a physical aspect, in a physical way. So when it comes to saving someone in a physical way, to save him, even if he put himself in the sakana. Like the Moish writes in Chuvas and Abshul Levin, Kuntas Achen, Emeril Diskin, and many poets can say, not like the Michas Chinuch and Reish Lamed Zayin, that a person is about to be Ma'abad Atzman Adas, there's no Chiv HaShova. He's like Miyash himself. No, they argue. This Gemara says that the only reason they saved him is because Rabim Tzichim Loi and put himself in the matzah of Sakona. He ate this dangerous onion, and if not for that, you're not obligated to save him. Over here, it's different. Over here, we're talking about saving him through Tefillah. Through Tefillah, they would not have done if not because of Rabim Tzichim Loi, Shashor Tzichim Loi. For Tefillah, you know, that means it will come out that if someone, Lo Yaleinu, Lo Yaleichem, does something as bad as being Ma'abrat Ledas, so of course to save him physically, you have to. But to daven to save him, that will you not be able, obligated to do because he put himself in Sakona, unless he's a Rabim Tzichim Loi. Unless someone is a Talmud Chacham or something like that, like the Gemara says in Hillel, Kedai, even though he put himself in the Sakona, he went on the rooftop by the skylight to hear the Shir. So the Gemara says, Kedai L'chalov is a Shabbos because of who he was. Mashmah, if not for that, it would not be so simple. In that Gemara, also we see in Mashmah, Mechas Chinuch brings this Gemara, that we see clearly in other Gemaras, Beisham, Beis Hillel, Kedai Lochuv, when you put yourself in the Sakona, then it's kedai that you be harmed. But the point is, halacha lemaisa, someone who puts himself in danger with mechuyev to save him, hatzolas nefashas, leisam adam reyach, he's not a bailim. And there is a difference maybe between tefillah, saving him through a spiritual way, or physically through hatzolah be'etzim.